So in checking the importance of checking your midot, your midos, right? So the Vilna Gaon says an unbelievable take on the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and Brachas talks about certain midos a person should have when they go to the bathroom. And what it says is, it talks all about the Beis HaKiseh, which is the bathroom, right? So one of the things it says regarding the Beis HaKiseh is Hashkin Vitzei, Harev Vitzei, go out early in the morning, go out late at night, Kedesh Lo Tistrachet, and this way you won't have to go far away. So the Goyin says, and by the way, this is the sheet of the Goyin, that everything that it says in Chazal, which is Al Pi Pshat, has a deeper meaning in Remez. So when the Gemara, that's why he holds that even if the reason for the halacha changes, you still have to keep the halacha. Because the halacha is not necessarily what Chazal were Megala. It's also what Chazal didn't Megala. They said it in a way that covered it over. So he says, you know what the Gemara is saying? The Beis HaKiseh is when you get rid of the excess in your body. So the Beis HaKiseh is also referring to the spiritual Beis HaKiseh. You got to get rid of your bad midos. You got to rid yourself of the bad midos. So he says that Hashkim Vitzei, Harei Vitzei, go out early in the morning and late at night, Kedesh Lo Tisrachek, so that you don't go far away. It means wake up early in the morning. It means to say, wake up early when you're still young and fix your midos, get rid of your bad stuff. And when you're old, you should still be getting rid of your bad stuff, so that you don't become far, not from the city, but you don't have to go far from Hashem. So, Kleimar, Roy Tzalema Bibcharusov is Kenusoi. Check your midos, Shlo Tisrachik mi Boyer Echa, Herchek Rav, so that you don't end up being far away from your Boyer. So, Tuchaloya, because at that point it's too late. And then he says, that's also what it means. Beis HaKiseh Adifa Mikulu, that you should live in a city that has a Beis HaKiseh nearby. Question is, what does that mean? So, question is, what does that mean? You should live in a city that the Beis HaKiseh is nearby. So he says, you should live in a city that will help you work on your midos. You should live in a place that the midos will be able to be worked on. And he says, if you're not going to actually get down to the core, to get down to the mida, nothing you do will help, because you're going to keep on blocking, but you're not getting to the core. It's not fixed inside. You're going to destroy everything with a new laser. It doesn't work that way. Okay? So, you know, that's the way it works. Now, then he says a few other things here, which are, you know, more simple. So Talmud Chacham has to go to Fnim Shor Sadin. He has to be willing to be moichel things that his poel did to him. The Gemara talks about a story of Rabbi Bar Chana, that his workers messed up. So he went to his Rabbi, and the Rabbi said, not only you shouldn't be tovea them, not only that you should be moichel their damage, you should pay them for the work they did. Because the Talmud Chacham, his midos is that he has to be ma'ar al midos. Okay? Now, the Goyin now continues in Perek Beis to discuss the three areas of bad midos. Now, here's where he starts talking about more, you know, deeper in on it, or you know, fundamental things. So he says, if you break things down, there are three kochos in a person. There are three bad midos in a person. Those are the primary kochos. It says kaas, taiva, and gaiva. So taiva is you want something. Okay. Gaiva is kavod. You need yourself to be held in a certain esteem. And kas is lack of self-control. Kas. and he says these, and each one of these is made up of, has two subcategories. Okay, for example, he says taiva has two categories to it. There's what we call taiva and chemda. And chemda is the desire, you know, it says lo tachmod kesef zahav. So what does it mean, lo sachmod, and what is taiva? So he says taiva is when you want something which gives physical pleasure. Eating, drinking, whatever. Physical pleasure, that's taiva. Chemda is a desire to have something that somebody else has. Money, kesef, zov, gadim, batim. So chemda and taiva are two different things. Taiva is a physical urge. Chemda is more a desire to have something that you don't have. Okay? Gaiva, what's the two subcategories of gaiva? Gaiva is thinking you're great, is belief. And the other one is you want, think you're great. You know, you could be about gaiva when you're on a desert island. It doesn't mean compare it to anybody else. The other type of gaiva has nothing to do with you think you're great, but you want other people to think you're great. Right? You want that, you know, I actually don't think I'm that great, but I want that people should, you know, should be subservient to me. I want to have be empowered over people, etc. So that's the other type of gaiva. What's kas? Says kas is see, the way he defines kas is interesting, but it's basically the ability to fool people. It's fooling people and fooling yourself. Being echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. Not sure what, I have to think about it more, explain better what the, you know, what the connection to that is. Now, which one is worse? Let's talk about taiva and chemda for a minute. Taiva and chemda, which one is worse? So he says, ha-taiva garua utzricha ha-chaki yaseira. So, Shemara Atzmal Adam Ka'oyev. See, the taiva in a way is worse because you don't think there's anything wrong with it, number one. Number two is it makes you, you know, it's good, it makes me feel good. So it's more dangerous. You know, the chemda. In a way, you want the thing the other guy has. You see your window shopping. I don't have it. I really want it. The chemda is a lot deeper. Since the chemda, he says, a person can't fall asleep at night because they know that they don't have something. Now, if their neighbor wouldn't have it, they wouldn't need it either. But the second that their neighbor pulls into the driveway with a nice car, all of a sudden, I need the nice car, right? The chemda is in a way very subtle. It could be that it's not that I don't want him to have it. It's not even that I want his car, but I want the same one he has, right? So the chemda, if a person can't control it, they'll never have enough. Because the taiva, at some point, you get enough of it. At some point, like, well, you know, it just, you give up. But the chemda is endless, right? The chemda, you can never really have enough of it because you have a little bit, you want more, it's not giving you any physical satisfaction. All it does is push off the inevitable, right? So therefore, he says, you know, it's a dangerous type of midah. V'chein ha-taiva kasha lichbo yoisim min ha-kas, mimei she-nishash boi b'yemi valdoi. You know, taiva, in a way, a person is born with natural taivas. So, in a way, it's harder to conquer it. And right, taiva nitzach k'tas l'kiyam aguf. You need it. If a person wouldn't have taiva, they become anorexic or whatever, they don't want to eat. But tzarech l'zeh roi v'yitzchak mos lishkol b'monznei sichloi shlo likach raka hechrechi. To know how much to take, just enough, it's very hard to do that. It's like somebody wanting to just conquer a city, but leave the people alive. It's much easier to just want to destroy the city, bomb out the city. So a midah, like certain midahs, chemda, just bomb it out. But Tav, you can't just bomb it out. You have to maneuver it. I want this, but not too much. Right? Of a kas, right? But kas, there's really no room for it at all. The emotional kas, there's really no room for it at all. So these are the types of things he's going to analyze, is where do these midas come from? And you know, how to attack specific, general categories. He says one more thing. He says a person shouldn't say, "Lo yomar adam eilich ma'at achar ha'tayva ve'chemda v'achar kach afrish mehem." Look, I'll give in a little bit to the taiva and the chemda now. Ki kivut shemaschi limshoch achareyem nitrad v'hoilich min achayim ha'nitzchim v'gamri. Once you start, you can't stop. Ki kashim ba'oid lifrish mehem. V'af mi sheyesh ba'yir of the Torah mitzvois kishenimshoch achar ha'tayva ya'abed akor. Even if you have Torah mitzvahs, but you get too involved in taiva, you lose it all. So he says, the person has to know that they got to nip it in the bud. They can't let themselves get caught up with it. Okay? Furthermore, he says, right? He says, in Inyone Midos, you can't fool anybody. You're going to mess yourself up. You follow this Kama Kavanosel Hashem. You really have to be careful how much is for Hashem and how much is for your own type. So he says, you know, this is the risk. And, you know, you have to be honest with yourself in terms of this. So he's going to break down a person's midas into these categories, and we'll see where it goes, okay? Fine. Shkoyach.